The list of countries of particular concern is out. A new government in India ushers in one ministry's rebuilding hopes, and an outreach to poor kids utilizes an interactive video game. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The United States government has decisions to make about pressuring countries that persecute people for their religion.
It kind of remains to be seen of how the State Department will handle this, how the president will handle this, particularly with a new administration in place, new leadership in the State Department. It will be very interesting to see what proactive things they do to try to encourage more religious freedom in the world.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom recently released its list of 13 countries of particular concern, says Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton.
If the State Department, if the president really chose to put some teeth behind this and chose to explore some of the things that the bill allows them to do, it would be interesting to see if the countries would respond more proactively to this designation.
Although many of the countries on the list ignore international pressure, the list is a good step forward.
We definitely appreciate the fact that the United States government has said religious freedom is such an important issue that we want a report every year on how it's going around the world.
Pray that God will work in the hearts of world leaders to allow the gospel to spread in peace. Next, in Jakarta, Indonesia, the only Christian to win a district seat in recent elections was warned to convert to Islam or leave politics. The group he was threatened by, the Islamic Forum for West Pasaman, threw rocks at Dominicus Supriyato's house. But Supriyato has no intention of giving up his position in the district, which is 98% Muslim. Pray Supriyato will remain strong and Muslims will be open to the gospel because of his stand. You're listening to Mission Network News. Millions of people in Nepal may have the opportunity to view the evangelistic Godman film this Christmas. One Hope's Bob Hoskins says the ministry hopes to air the film on television several times.
Only a few years ago, they declared themselves a secular state, and there's total freedom right now for evangelism in Nepal, and the church is thriving.
Just a few years ago, this would have been impossible. Nepal was closed to the outside world and considered itself a Hindu kingdom, but now everything's changed.
We like to have them come into homes or into churches to watch the television showing with believers who already have books of hope in hand, and then they can give them the book of hope, and then we do a follow-up called Hope Clubs in which the children are invited back to those venues to study the Book of Hope together.
For only a dollar, you can reach three kids with the gospel. Meanwhile, Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh wasted no time in swearing in his new government. Voters handed his party the biggest election win in two decades and the opportunity to rebuild after months of violence threatened India's stability. Bibles for the World's Moi Padaiti says,
"It's our hope and prayer that persecutions of Christians will stop. It is also our prayer that the churches destroyed in Orissa will be rebuilt, and thousands of Christians who fled for their lives will return and be able to reclaim their properties and rebuild their houses."
Padaiti says that's not the only thing being built.
Bibles for the World was able to send 120,000 Gospels in Uriya for Orissa. Reverend Hrudaya and his team are distributing them. We need to print at least 500,000 Gospels and 200,000 New Testaments.
They need help. Our website can point you in the right direction. And Compassion International recently created a new interactive and fun online game to teach kids about poverty and customs in other countries. Mark Hanlon, Senior Vice President for Compassion International USA, hopes the game, Quest for Compassion, will show kids God's heart for the poor and the power of prayer. Go to our website if you want to introduce your kids to the game or to support Compassion as they influence the next generation. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a gift of any amount, M&N's making available the new book, Breakthrough, The Return of Hope to the Middle East by Tom Doyle of E3 Partners. It's a book that tells firsthand accounts of Muslims and Jews who are giving their lives to Christ despite the hate, killing, tension, and violence. Get Breakthrough at 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.